In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, again, just to remind everybody, one of the amazing writings that Jesus gave to Louisa is in volume 11, 12, 17, 19, 14. And you have to remember that St. Honorable de Francia put the Nihil Obsta on this, and he got the imprimatur from Archbishop May. And so when Jesus says to her, you can form hosts and consecrate them, he explains in detail how Jesus is going to do that with those souls who are living in his most holy divine will. Jesus is doing this, and it's so amazing what our God has planned for all of us and all of humanity. So we begin now with volume 11, 12, 22, 19, 16. And Louisa says, having received Holy Communion, I was united all of myself with Jesus, pouring all of myself into his divine will. So again, we unite ourselves with Jesus in Holy Communion, and we unite all of ourself with Jesus. Every thought, every word, every deed, every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every step, you know, everything. Pouring all of yourself into the divine will. This is, okay, how do you do this? Okay, it's very simple. You receive Holy Communion and you say to Jesus, I want to unite all of myself with you, Lord. I want to pour all of myself into your holy divine will. And then the next step is very important, because she says to Jesus, I am unable to do anything or say anything. Therefore, I feel the great need to do what you do, Jesus, to repeat your own words, Jesus. So this is what Louisa was taught by Jesus to, when during Holy Communion, you say, I want to unite all of myself with you, Lord Jesus. I want to pour all of myself into your holy divine will, because I'm unable to do anything. And therefore, I have this great need to do what you do. Image and likeness, to repeat your own words. So as you do this, this is what Louisa's led to. In your holy divine will, I find present as though in act, the acts that you did in receiving yourself in the Blessed Sacrament, making them my own, and I repeat them for you, Jesus. So you see, he's teaching us how to do this. How do you do this? Listen to what Jesus says and repeat it. In your holy divine will, I find present as though an act, the acts that you did, Jesus, in receiving yourself in the Holy Eucharist. And then I make my own receiving communion, and I repeat them for you. Everything that you did, I want to repeat for you. So our life on earth is to repeat the life of Jesus, image and likeness. The likeness is there. So I tried to penetrate into everything that Jesus had done in receiving himself in the Holy Eucharist. And while I was doing this, Jesus told me, my daughter, the soul who does my divine will, and whatever the soul does in my divine will, forces me, God, to do whatever she does together with her. You see the secret here. The soul who does my divine will, whatever she does in my divine will. Lord, I want to do everything, every thought, every word, every deed. I want you breathing in my breathing. I want you beating in my heart beating. I want gazing in your gazing. Forces me, Jesus says, to do together with her what she does. So again, it's a very simple way of how do you do this? Read, listen to Jesus, and put it into practice. Discipline yourself. So she says, Jesus said, so if the soul receives Holy Communion in my divine will, I repeat the acts I did in communicating myself, and I renew the complete fruit of my sacramental life in the soul. If the soul prays in my divine will, I pray with her, and I receive, and the soul receives the fruit of my prayers. If the soul suffers, if she works, if she speaks in my divine will, I suffer with her. I renew the fruit of my pains. I work and I speak with her. I renew the fruit of my works and my words, and so with all the rest. It's very simple. How do you do this? I want to do this in the divine will. So Jesus is teaching us to repeat this all the time. Somebody said to me, do I always have to say in the divine will? Well, are you doing it in the divine will, or are you just doing it on your own? If you're doing it on your own, I'm going to brush my teeth. I'm going to comb my hair. I'm going to dance. I'm going to sing. No, I want to do this in the divine will, Lord. Why? Because then you renew the fruits of what you have done, I'm doing what you have done. See, with all the rest. And so God is saying to us, you have to learn this. We have to be humble enough to listen to what Jesus taught Louisa and humble enough to respond as Louisa responded. Not, I'm going to do it my way. Oh, no, I don't need to pray the rounds the way Jesus taught Louisa. I've got my own rounds. Well, good. God bless you. have a nice life. And at the end, Lord, look what I have done. He goes, I don't see my echo. I see your echo, but I don't see my echo. The one who echoed was Louisa. That's why the echo book is so powerful. It's all the prayers that Jesus taught Louisa. I know so many people say, hey, look what I wrote in the divine will. I read it and I say, that's not divine will. That's a nice, holy, saintly, good prayer, but it's not divine will. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Well, how? I see your prayer. I don't see Jesus's prayer. I don't see Mary's prayer. I don't see Louisa's prayer. They're the three that prayed it. Adam prayed that way before the fall, but he couldn't pray that way afterwards. He was out of the divine will. So you have to call upon the divine will. And again, people can say, well, that's, you know, he knows what I'm doing. Yes, he knows, but he wants to hear it. So Jesus says, Louisa says in volume 11, 2:24, 1917, after receiving Holy Communion, I was holding my sweet Jesus tightly to my heart. See, you become one with God and you can see him as a little baby, holding Jesus to your heart. And I said, my life, how I wish I could do what you yourself did in receiving yourself sacramentally, so that you, Jesus, may find your own contentment, your own prayers, your own reparations in me. And by always love, see, this is Louisa's prayer, and we pray the same thing. Lord, I want to hold you. Lord, you are my life. How I wish I could do what you yourself did in receiving yourself sacramentally, so that you may find your own contentments, your own prayers, your own reparations in me, like you saw it in Louisa. And my always lovable Jesus told me, my daughter, in this small circle of the host, I, God, enclose everything. And this is why I wanted to receive myself, to do complete acts that would glorify the Heavenly Father worthily, as creatures would receive a God. As creatures would receive a God. And I gave to creatures the complete fruit of my sacramental life. Otherwise, it would have been incomplete for the glory of the Father and for the good of creatures. If I didn't do this, we would be spinning our wheels. This is why in each host, there are my prayers, my thanksgiving, and everything else that was needed to glorify our Heavenly Father. And that the creature was supposed to do for me. So Jesus leads the way. Jesus shows us how to do this. So if the creature fails, I continue my crafting in each host, as it were, receiving myself again for each soul, waiting for the souls to do what I have done. Therefore, the soul, listen to this, must transform herself in me, through me, for me, to form one single thing with me, to make my life, my prayers, my moans of love, my pains her own, to repeat the life of Jesus, to repeat the life of Mary. Louisa possesses this image and likeness of the new Adam and the new Eve, as well as my heartbeats of fire, which would want to ignite our heartbeats. But I find no one who abandoned herself to become prey to my flames. See, he wants, St. John of the Cross teaches this. He teaches us how we're supposed to be that wood to be consumed in the love of God. That's doing the will of God. This is much more. I find no one who abandons herself as prey. The one who has done this is Louisa, to live in the divine will. No soul has done this. The souls learn how to do the will of God, but to live in the divine will, Jesus says, I find no one yet who consumes herself for me. And if the soul repeats what I do, I, God, feel myself being repeated as if I were receiving myself once again. And I find complete glory, divine contentments, outpourings of love that match me. And I give to that soul the grace, listen to this, to be consumed with my own consummation. This fire of God's love, light, and life. We haven't seen anything yet. And he says, Louisa, would you do this? And Louisa said, yes. And he says, good. Now I find complete glory. Now I find divine contentments. Now I find outpourings of divine love that match me because it's Jesus. And I give to you, Louisa, the grace to be consumed of my own consummation. We haven't seen anything yet. And Jesus is offering this to us. And he says, would you be the one? Would you be the first? And when we say, yes, Lord, he says, good, get out of my way and let me do this. God's doing this. We can't do it. But we say, Lord, I want you to do this in me. I want you to be the Lord of my life in every thought, word, and deed. Volume 11, 4-7, 1917. Another day, I was thinking to myself about the good that other souls receive by being in front of the most blessed sacrament. She knew that those souls that spend time before our Eucharistic Lord. And while she says, I, the poor one, I'm deprived of it. And that's why in volume 25, when she moved to the house of, St. Anthony, the orphanage. She says, finally, after 40 years, I'm finally in the presence of my Eucharistic Lord. 40 years. I mean, when you read that, and she says, I am your prisoner of love. You are my prisoner of love. The other day, I was thinking to myself of the good that other souls do by receiving Jesus, by being in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I, poor one, I'm deprived of it. And Blessed Jesus told me, my daughter, Louisa, one who does my divine will is together with me in the tabernacle and takes part in my pains and the coldness and the irreverences in everything that the very souls who are in my sacramental presence do. But the one who does my divine will must excel in everything. And the place of honor is always reserved for the soul who does my divine will. Therefore, who receives more good? The one who is before me reading a book, or the soul that is with me in body, mind, and soul? The one who does my divine will, I do not tolerate even one step of distance between me and that soul, nor or division or pains or joys. Because hear what Jesus is saying. If you're with him in the divine will, you're not distanced between God and you. Nor are you divided in pains or of joys. Jesus says, I, God, may keep this soul on the cross, but always with me. This is why then I, God, want you always in my divine will to give you the first place over my sacramental heart. See, humanity is not aware yet of what God is doing. Humanity is not aware of what God is doing to the souls in the divine will. We have the first place over God's sacramental heart. If we're living, if we're striving to live in the divine will, Volume 12, 10, 23, 1917. This morning after receiving Blessed Jesus, I was saying to him, my life, my love, my Lord, my God, Jesus, tell me, What was the first act you did when you received yourself sacramentally? And Jesus says, my daughter, the first act I did was that of multiplying my life into as many lives for as many creatures that can exist in the world. So he multiplied his life for everyone and for everything, so that each soul might have one life of mind within herself alone, alone with God, a life that continuously prays, continuously thanks, continuously satisfies, that continually loves for herself alone, one with God. This is the intimacy that God wants with us. In the same way, I multiplied my pains for each soul as if I were suffering for that soul alone and not for anyone else. That in that supreme moment of receiving myself, I, Jesus, gave myself to everyone and to suffer my passion in each heart, to be able to subdue all the hearts by dint of pains, sufferings, and of love. And giving all of myself, all of my divine self, I came, listen to this, to take the dominion of all. What did we hear about dominion in this past couple of years? They took truth away. But he says, I came to take the dominion of all, to be the Lord of all. But alas, my love remained disappointed by many, and I anxiously await loving hearts that in receiving me, I, God, would be united with me to multiply themselves in everyone, desiring and wanting what I, God, want, so that I, God, may take at least from them what the other souls do not give me, and receive from them the contentment of having them as conformed to my desire and to my divine will. Therefore, Luisa, and he's talking to us as well, when you receive me, do what I did, and I, God, shall have the contentment that there are at least two of us wanting the same thing. To bring everyone to the throne of God. Now, when you look at Mother Teresa, she spent 5 hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament and 5 hours on the street, bringing a baby at a time, a person hurting and suffering one at a time to the orphanage. Jesus says, I want more than that. And this is what he gives to Luisa. Would you bring all of humanity, as I did, as my mother did, would you bring all of humanity to the throne of God? And in their name, pray. In their name, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. Forgive us. Bring us into the kingdom. And it will be as if they were all praying with your voice, Jesus says to Luisa. Adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, worshiping God. Why? Because that's what Jesus did to the Father. That's what Our Lady did to present before the Heavenly Father. And now Jesus says, this is the life I want to give to all of humanity. What I and my mother did, the new Adam and the new Eve did. Volume 12, 11, 20, 19, 17. Since I am everywhere, the reflections of these souls who live in my divine will reach me in heaven, reach me on earth, reach me in the sacramental host, reach me in all the hearts of creatures, reaches me everywhere and always. And he says this, and I, God, give this divine light, this light that they send to me. Okay, I give this light so they can give it back to God. Give this love so the love they can give back to me. Give this light, this love, this life, give it back to me. They are my terrestrial dwellings in which I, God, take refuge from the disgust of all the other creatures. That's our job. What a great job this is. To do in the name of everyone and everything that what Jesus did. That's what Mary did. That's what they gave to Luisa. Volume 12, 620, 1918. With one who does my divine will and lives in the divine will, my divine love finds no obstruction. And I love the soul so much that I have so much predilection for her as to reserve to my own alone everything that is needed for that soul, both help and direction, both unexpected aids and unforeseen graces. You haven't seen anything yet. Jesus says this, I'm going to fill you with helps and directions, both unexpected aids and unforeseen graces. Even more, Jesus says, I am, he uses God's name, I am jealous that others might do something. I, as God, I myself want to do everything for the soul and the divine will. And I reach so much jealousy of love that if I give to priests the authority to consecrate me in the sacramental hosts so that I may be given to souls with these souls in the divine will. Instead, as they keep repeating their acts in the divine will, as they, as he says, resign themselves, they make the human will go out in order to let the divine will enter. And then he says this, I myself reserve to myself the privilege to consecrate these souls in the divine will. Living hosts, Jesus is doing this. And he says, what the priest does over the host, I do with these souls in the divine will. Not only once, but every time she repeats the acts in my divine will. Like a powerful magnet, she calls me. And I consecrate her for myself like a privileged host, repeating over her the words of the consecration. This is my body. This is my blood. The evil one does this over those babies that have been aborted. This is my body. This is my blood. See, it's a fight between heaven and earth. God wins. The evil one doesn't win. The evil one is not going to win. And all those little children, all those little souls, watch what God is going to do. He's got plans. The evil one doesn't win. And we are to be one with God. We want Jesus to repeat over us the words of consecration, that we belong to him and him alone. He says, and I do this with divine justice because the soul, by doing my divine will, sacrifices herself more than those souls who receive me in Holy Communion and do not do my divine will. They empty themselves in order to place me within. They give me full dominion. This is the little children of the Holy Divine Will. And if needed, the little children of the Holy Divine Will are ready to suffer any pain in order to do my divine will. And I, God, cannot wait. My love cannot keep from communicating me to the little children of the Holy Divine Will. And until when it is convenient for the priest to give them the sacramental host. Therefore, Jesus says, I do everything by myself. I know how many times I communicate myself before the priest, and I feel comfortable to communicate the soul himself. If it were not so, my love would remain as though hampered and bound in the sacraments. No, I am free. I have the sacrament inside my heart. Jesus says, I am the owner of them. And then they can exercise them whenever I want. So as God, Jesus says, I am the owner, and then I can exercise them whatever I want. God is doing this. He's having, this is, again, we're not in rebellion against God. We want Jesus, let it be done as you wish. Let it be done as you say. The I will not serve, I will not obey is not with us. It's let it be done as you say. They're echoing Our Lady. How can I do this to please you? Let it be done as you wish. So Jesus is explaining to us how he wants it done. And so he says, as he was talking to Louisa, he says, and while Jesus was saying this, he seemed to go around everywhere to see if there were souls who did his will in order that Jesus consecrate them. Oh, how beautiful it was to see lovable Jesus going around as though in a hurry, doing the office of high priest, to hear him repeat the words of the consecration over those souls who did and lived in his will. These are the souls that he said to St. Faustina, you must become a living host. Now he shows us how this is going to happen through Luisa. Oh, blessed are those souls who, by doing his most holy divine will, receive the consecration of Jesus. Hopefully that's us. Volume 12, 1024, 1918. I was preparing myself to receive my sweet Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and I prayed that he himself would cover my great misery. And Jesus told me, my daughter, in order to allow the creature to have all the necessary means to receive me, I, God, wanted to institute the Holy Sacrament on the last day of my life so as to line up my whole life around each host as preparation for each creature who would receive me. And the creature could never have received me if she had not had a preparing God who was taken only by excess of love for wanting to give himself to the creature, to humanity. And since the creature was unable to receive me, that same excess of love led me, Jesus, to give my whole life in order to prepare the soul so that it placed my steps, my works, my love before her own. And since within me, there was also my passion, he says, it placed also my pains in order to prepare the soul. And then he says this, so invest yourself with me. Cover yourself with each one of my acts and come to me. Jesus is going to do this. He's got everything prepared. And all that he's asking us, are you ready? Are you ready to see what I'm going to do with you? As John Paul II said, get ready for a new and divine way of holiness. Volume 12, 2-6, 1919. My daughter, as the soul keeps enclosing my divine will and loves me in my divine will, she encloses me, and in loving me, she forms around me the accidents in order to imprison me inside to form a host for me. Okay, so what is Jesus saying? As we enclose the divine will and love God, we want this divine will and we love Jesus. In my divine will, she encloses me. And loving me, she forms around me the accidents, your heartbeat, your breath, your steps, everything you think, say, and do in order to imprison me inside your inside to why? To form a host for me. These are the accidents, Jesus says. As the water and flower are the accidents, our acts become the accidents. So if she suffers, if she repairs, whatever, and it closes it in my divine will, she forms many hosts for me in order, why? To communicate me, to satisfy my hunger in a divine way and a worthy way of me. And as soon as I see that these hosts formed in the soul, I, God, go and take them in order to feed myself, to satisfy my insatiable hunger that I have for humanity, to render me love for love. So you can say to me, you have communicated me, and I too have communicated you. This is the mystical marriage. This is the life, the light, the love that God wants to breathe in us. This is the divine will. And I, Jesus, my hosts are your own things. And while you are your things, so I remain always below you. And Jesus, for this is what Louise said, my hosts are your own things. While yours are your things, I remain below you. And Jesus said, hey, for the one who really loves me, I am unable to consider this, nor do I want to. Besides, in my host, it is I, Jesus, that I give you. In yours is the whole of Jesus that you give back to me. Do you want to see it? Yes. See, so when Jesus says this, do you want to see it? To Louisa, we should be saying, yes, I want to see this. You're talking to Louisa, but you're also talking to me. Yes, I want to see this. So he stretched out his hand into my heart And he took a tiny little white ball and he broke it. And another Jesus came out from within it. He says, do you see? Do we see it? How happy I am when the creature arrives at being able to communicate myself. Therefore, make me many hosts, and I shall come to feed myself in you. You shall renew for me the contentment, the glory, the love when I communicated myself in instituting myself as a sacrament. He says, you're renewing for me this contentment of the glory, image and likeness. You will renew for me this contentment, the glory, the love, when I, Jesus, communicated myself in instituting as a sacrament. I gave myself to myself, and now you are giving me myself. Make many hosts. A saint said that a long time ago. We receive Jesus in the Eucharist. Why? So that we can feed God. And now it's clear what this means. Volume 12, 12, 26, 19, 19. Ah, yes, I confirm it to you. Repeat it. My divine will is sacrament. This is why the priest is the one to give this out. My divine will is sacrament, and it surpasses all the sacraments together, but in a more admirable way, without mediation from anyone, without any manner. The sacrament of my divine will is formed between my divine will and that of the soul. The two wills tie themselves together to form the sacrament. My divine will is life, and the soul is already disposed to receive this divine life. It is holy, and the soul receives sanctity. It is strong, and the soul receives strength, and so with all the rest. He's changing us as we receive him. God alone is holy. And when the soul receives the Eucharist, they become holy. It's not the totality of God, but image and likeness. The soul, God is sanctity, the sanctity of sanctities. When the soul received the Eucharist, they receive sanctity, not the fullness, but little by little for all eternity. The divine will is strong. The Eucharist is strong. Then the soul who receives the Eucharist receives divine strength, and so with all the rest. On the other hand, he says, my other sacraments, how much they have to work to dispose souls, if they manage it at all. And these channels that I left to my church, how many times they remain beaten up, despised, and trampled upon. Some use them to sully themselves, and they turn them against me to offend me. Let's just look at the sacrament of marriage. If you knew the enormous sacrileges committed in the sacrament of confession, the horrendous abuses of the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, you would cry with me for the great pain. Ah, yes, only the sacrament of my divine will can sing glory and victory. It is full in its effects, untouchable by the creature's offense. You haven't seen anything yet. The sacrament of sacraments, Jesus calls the divine will. Volume 12, 1120. 101 years ago. Holy cow. From whatever side the soul living on my divine will should be looked at, from behind, from the front, to the right, to the left, they shall see me multiplied for as many acts as the soul has done in my holy divine will. So as we do our acts and our rounds, Jesus is there. Not us. Jesus is there. A more beautiful garment I could not give the soul. It shall be the distinction of only the souls who live in my divine will. Jesus showed Louisa a wooden ladder in the court heaven. And he says, Louisa, what do you see? Louisa says, I see St. Anthony. I see St. Joseph. I see St. Claire. I see St. Francis. I see all that they're distinct and beautiful among themselves. And then Jesus showed Louisa a golden ladder. He says, what do you see, Louisa? He says, I see Jesus. I see Jesus. I see Jesus. I see Jesus. A more beautiful garment I could not give the soul. It shall be the distinction of only the souls who live in my divine will, a reflection of God, an image, likeness of God. Louisa said, I remained a little confused on hearing this. And Jesus added, how is it that you doubt this? He's talking to us. Does the same not happen in the sacramental host? If there are 1,000 hosts, there is 1,000 Jesuses. And I, God, communicate myself entirely to 1,000. If there are 100 hosts, there are 100 Jesuses. And I give myself only to 100. In the same way, in each act done in my divine will, the soul encloses me, Jesus, inside. And I remain sealed inside the human will of the soul. So these acts done in my holy divine will are eternal communions. The species not subject to being consumed as in the sacramental host. And as these species are consumed, my sacramental life ends. So when you receive the host, 15 minutes later, as the host dissolves, the true likeness, the true reality of God, the true, I can't think of the word, the real presence of God is gone. Because the host is dissolved. While the host in my divine will, there is neither flour nor any other matter. The food, the substance of these hosts of my divine will is my eternal will itself, united with the human will of the soul, eternal with me, and the two wills not subject to being consumed. Therefore, what is the wonder? What is the whole, if the whole of my person shall be seen multiplied for as many acts that the soul has done in my divine will. So Jesus is saying, as you're doing your action rounds in the divine will, Jesus is being multiplied in us. Volume 12, 12, 25, 20. You must know that my sacramental lot is even harder than the lot of an infant. At the grotto, although it was cold and it was spacious, I had air to breathe. The host too is cold, but it is so small that I almost lack air. In the grotto, I had a manger and a little hay for a bed. In my sacramental life, I lack even the hay, and I have nothing but a hard, ice-cold metals for bed. In the grotto, I had my dear mother, who very often looked at me and with her most pure hands covered me with ardent kisses in order to warm me. She calmed my crying. She nourished me with her most sweet milk. All the opposite in my sacramental life. I do not have a mama. If they take me, I feel the touch of unworthy hands, hands that smell like earth and muck. Oh, how I feel their stench. More than manure, I smelled in the grotto. Instead of covering me with kisses, they touch me with irreverent acts. Instead of milk, they give me the gall of sacrilege, of indifference, of coldness. In the grotto, St. Joseph never left me without a light of a little lantern at night. Here in the sacrament, how many times I remain in the dark and also at night. Oh, how much more painful is the sacramental lot. How many hidden tears not seen by anyone. How many wails not listened to. If my lot as an infant moved you to pity, much more should my sacramental lot move you to pity. He longs for us to be with him. Volume 12, 1, 17, 19, 21. In each sacramental host, there is my Mama Mary's fiat mihi. If man rises from sin, if a new mortal is baptized, if heaven opens to receive, it should be receive, souls, it is the fiat mihi of my Mama that marks, that follows everything. And from it, everything proceeds. Oh, how the power of the fiat. It rises at every instant. It multiplies. It makes itself a life of all goods. The fiat mihi of Mary is always there. Volume 13, 11, 26, 19, 21. I knew that many graces were needed to having to operate the greatest miracle that exists both in the world and heaven and earth. And that is the continued living in my divine will. The soul must just lost everything. Okay. I think it was 1917, right? 1918. The soul, okay. Okay. Sorry about that. I'm here. Okay.
Fathers, volume 13, November 26, 1921.
Volume, which one was it again?
Volume 13.
Oh, volume 13.
11, 26, 21.
Okay. Holy cow. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. I hit something and it just disappeared. All right, sorry. Volume 13, 11, 26, 21. If I knew that many graces were needed to operate the greatest miracle exists in the world, it is the continuing... Sorry, I lost it again. The continued living in my divine will. So the greatest graces are needed to live in the divine will. The greatest miracle that exists in the world, to continually live in the divine will. The soul must absorb the whole of God into her act. The soul is to give back again to God as whole, as she absorbed him. So it's, and then to absorb him again. So Jesus says, I knew that many graces were needed to operate the greatest miracle that exists in the world. And this, that is the continued living in my divine will. So the soul, this is what he says, must absorb the whole of a God into your act. Jesus can breathe in my breathing. The whole of God goes into that breathing. Okay. Why? So you could breathe back out. You receive this gift of gifts, you to give back to him again as whole as she absorbed him, and then absorb him again. So let's just think of every heartbeat, every breath. You're saying, God, breathe in my breathing. God says, I take you at your word. So he says, great graces are needed. Therefore, it surpasses even the miracle of the Eucharist. The accidents have no reason in the bread, in the water, nor a will, nor a desire that might oppose my sacramental life. So the host contributes nothing. All the work is of God. And if I want it, I, God, do it. On the other hand, in order to make the miracle of living in my divine will happen, I have to bend a reason. God begins to think in our thinking. We begin to see things from a divine perspective. A human will, a desire to love that is purely free. So he says to us, I have to teach you how to do this. Okay, let's look at how many go to Holy Mass. How many spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament? He's bending their reason. Human reason says that's bread. Human understanding is that's bread. Jesus says, I have to make the miracle of living in the divine will happen. I have to bend a reason, a human will, a desire to love that is purely free. I love you, Jesus, in the Eucharist. When the priest holds the host up and says, this is my body, everybody looks down. No, it's a time to look at Jesus and say, I love you. You have given yourself to me. You are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. It's not to look away from Jesus. It's to look at him. That's God. That teaches you that when you're in front of the monstrance, you look at Jesus again. You are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. You're my all. And you fall in love with God. So he says this. How much does this not take? Therefore, there are plenty of souls who receive Holy Communion and take me in the miracle of the Eucharist because they sacrifice less. But having to sacrifice more in order to let the miracle of that my divine will may have life in them happens, very few. That's the sadness that Jesus is going through. He's given us everything. Very few are those who dispose themselves. Oh, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. Very few dispose themselves to make God their life. Volume 14, 324, 22. My daughter, the soul admits her acts in my divine will. She multiplies my life. Every act that you do, you're multiplying the life of Jesus. Breathe in my breathing. Jesus breathes. beat in my heart beating, Jesus beating, walk in my walking. Do you see the happiness that comes from living in the divine will? It happens in the sacrament of sacramental consecration. As many hosts as they put, so many times I am multiplied. The difference that exists is that in the sacramental consecration, I need the host in order to multiply myself. I need the priest who would consecrate me, while in my divine will, in order to be multiplied, I need the acts of the creature, in which more than in a living host, not a dead one, like those hosts before my consecration, my divine will consecrates me, and I enclose me in the act of the creature. Come, Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Okay? And I remain multiplied in each one of their acts done in my divine will. Therefore, my love has its complete outpouring with the souls who do my divine will and live in my divine will. These are the souls who always substitute, not only for all the acts of all humanity that creatures owe me, but for my very sacramental life. How many times my sacramental life remains obstructed in the few hosts in which I remain consecrated because there are few communicants. Other times there are no priests to consecrate me, and only is my sacramental life not multiplied as much as I would like, but it remains without existence. How my love suffers. Jesus wants to feed us with his Eucharistic life. I would like to multiply my life every day so as to as many hosts for as many existing souls, creatures, and I give myself to them, but I wait in vain. My divine will remains without effect. However, whatever I have decided, everything shall have its fulfillment. Wait till you see when the divine will reigns. The churches are going to be packed. Matter of fact, every mosque, every temple, every chapel is going to be filled with people. He says, what I have decided, everything, it's going to have its fulfillment. Everyone will be Catholic. Therefore, I take another way. I, God, multiply myself in each living act of the creature done in my divine will. So when you call upon the divine will, like we said it right from the beginning, we call upon the divine will, everything is changing. Everything is changing. I just looked at the time. Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that. We'll stop there. And we'll begin in, I think, 13 minutes, 12 minutes. Sorry about that. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.